Hi everyone, it's Andrew Warner from Mixergy.com. Mixergy is a website that you use to organize events, and I'll be using interviews like this as a way for all of us to learn from some of the people who I've met when I organized events at Mixergy.com. In this session, I'll be talking with Michael of Planet Chiropractic. What I think is exciting about Michael is how he uses guerrilla marketing techniques to drive traffic to his website. Every idea that Michael will share with us on this call, you can use today to start growing traffic to your website. I think it's packed with valuable information, so let's jump into the call. Here's my outline for the call. I wanted to find out about what do you do? How did you start out? Because I love entrepreneurs, I love business people, and I especially love hearing that ramp up period. And then the third thing is, some ideas from you that other entrepreneurs, that other startups can learn from and use to grow their businesses.
Okay.
So let's start with what you do now, and then we'll get into how you got there.
So the company is called Planet Chiropractic, and it's planetchiropractic.com. So basically what we do is we cover everything that you could think of in the industry. So we handle news in the industry. So we'll cover news. We cover conferences in the industry. There's trade shows going on every weekend all over the nation. So we cover information on trade shows and registration for trade shows. We run a classified database for equipment and for people looking to hire.
How did you get started with that?
How I got started is it's a great question, and the timing was really just good for me. I was a student at the time, so this was like early internet. There were about six websites altogether that were cover chiropractic at the time, and most of them were government. And so I really saw an opportunity there, and I thought, wow, our profession should create a site and get everything organized so that we can all get together and communicate. That's pretty much how that started. That was back in 1995, 1996.
And what was on the site at first? It was just news, a blog?
Our school was a great school that supported that. You could bring out somebody that was just a leader in business, and they could speak in the lunchroom at lunchtime, and 200-300 students could come attend. Well, we had a speaker come out, and I talked to some students from another school, and the speaker was not allowed to visit their campus because the school didn't want certain individuals speaking. They thought they were maybe, too motivational. You know, they felt, wow, this guy's too much like Anthony Robbins, or, you know, they're too excited about what they do, which I love people like that. So what we did is we gathered up the email addresses of every student in this other school, and we offered to send them a videotape. And that's kind of how this whole thing started. It just took off virally, and everybody was like, it was about 700 students that wanted to get a copy of the video, and we thought we should figure out how to do this on the internet.
Okay, and what are some of the most popular sections on your site?
If we divided it up, the most popular section is going to be the news. So the news comes out pretty much daily. I have a goal to put out two news articles a day, or have somebody contribute two pieces of new content daily, and that's in the news, and that's definitely the highest traffic, which is right on the homepage. So the homepage will receive the most traffic of all.
And your news, where does it come from? You guys doing original news, or are you finding stuff on the internet that's related?
So I'll look at hot trends and look at the top search terms that are coming in. For example, right now, out of the top 100, there's a bunch of names showing up there. Lydia Hurst, Billy Collins Jr., James Earl Ulrich. And these are things that I don't know what's going on with them, but I'm sure if we looked into them, there'd be some stories. There's a lot of searches going on right now for Martin Luther King and Martin Luther King assassination, because we're in the anniversary, 40-year anniversary of that. So what happens from a journalist perspective, if you start looking at that and going, wow, people are looking for this now. Will they look for it more tomorrow or less tomorrow? So it depends on how you time it. And if you get good at it, you'll start figuring, okay, can I get to the party early? And if I can get to the party early, I can set up a booth. And that's how I think about it.
So you're looking at the hot trends, and you're saying, okay, which of these trends is going to develop into a story that people search for tomorrow and hopefully for the next week at least. And then
right.
Let's say you find a story.
How do you tie it in to your site?
Chiropractic isn't something that would normally be in the news. And that, to me, was the exciting challenge, because it wouldn't get into the news on a regular basis. But it's more than just healthcare. There's this whole lifestyle. So we can look at our industry and say, well, sure, I'm a chiropractor, but I'm also a small business owner. And there's a lot of people searching for small business information, you know, and I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and there's things like that. So we try to find out what other things do we have in common with the rest of the world. So, for example, I could look at, we take Martin Luther King, for example, because that's something that would probably be hot all week or throughout next week. We could go back and say, what was the state of the chiropractic industry 40 years ago? And we could make some comparisons and say, wow, what freedoms have we gained? You know, just like freedoms have been gained in different circles, we could say that freedoms that have been gained for the chiropractic industry, for inclusion in Medicare and insurance and things like that. And so what we do in the process is we bring in traffic that's now interested in this subject, and we tie it to stuff people would actually benefit from learning. You know, so an end consumer, let's say you were the reader, you'd go, wow, I was looking to read an article about Martin Luther King, but this guy made some really interesting parallels and looked at how the world has changed in 40 years. And there's this industry here that now accepts my insurance as a result of all this change.
And they're going to find they're going to find you by going to Google the website or Google News.
Straight Google or Google News. So one of the things that's been wonderful for webmasters the past 6 months has been the advancing of Google Universal, or what we call blended search. You'll see that now. You do a search on Google, and you'll get images, or you'll get news, or you'll get books, or you'll get a combination of. Something that Google has done is, if you write good content and it's good relevant content, it will tend to rank high very quickly now. So if I wrote an article about Martin Luther King, the chances of me being in the top 5 search results on a natural Google search are very good. Even with all the competition, right? Because Google wants to, they want to give the most relevant and up to date. So their search engine says, this guy's got an article about Martin Luther King, but it's only a couple of hours old. We really want to get this in front of people. Whereas before, that article would sit at the end of the results for, you know, the next 2 years. Now they say, let's put this article all the way to the front, and we'll let it hang out there for maybe 8 hours or so. And okay. if it gets traffic, we'll keep it there. If it doesn't get traffic, we'll bump it back.
Okay, so will somebody who's starting a new site or a new blog, will they be able to get the same kind of attention in Google if they write a relevant news story quickly? Or is it because you've been around for so long that you get bumped?
Yeah, there's a big advantage to being around. If somebody's starting this fresh, my recommendation, if you were starting it fresh, you're better off purchasing a site if you can. So if you really want to hit it, it's worth the investment. Let's say you were gonna, you know, cover speaking. You know, if you're gonna do meetup events,
mm-hmm.
you would look for maybe a speaker related website that's been around since the 90s. It's not getting much action. And you could say to somebody, hey, you know, would you be interested in selling this domain? And the reason for that is because it's an aged domain and it typically has more trust. So that's one way you can do it. The other way you can do it is go fresh, go with a new domain, register it for a good length of time, and just get in there and start getting good content out on a regular basis. If your content's good and it's not spammy, it will get linked to. You know, so you can't expect in the first 30 days that you're going to, you know, be super successful, but if you can get that content out there and get it linked to, it will start moving quickly. You know, and it'll get picked up in social circles.
Okay, so that's one of the issues that I see out there. People will launch a new site, they'll say, I know that blogging is the way to get more traffic to my site and get more credibility and get more attention. They blog, their family goes to the site for the first month, and then nobody's there, right? And even family stops going. What do those people do to build up their sites? You're saying one thing is go out there and get links to the site?
They can go out there and get links, and one of the best ways to get links that I found, a good, credible way to get links, is to write content for others. And
what does that mean? For my readers, or write it for other writers?
Yeah, that
takes
work for other writers. Let's say, you know, I came to your site, and do you have a blog on your site?
I do. I just now recently launched one.
So let's say I came to you and say, Andrew, I tell you what, I've been writing on the internet for 10 years now. I've been writing, you know, news for 10 years. How about I write a nice detailed article on how to start up a news site that will drive traffic? Would you like that on your site? And what I'll do is offer that and give that to you, and as a result, I get a bio and a link. And so in that link, we get you know, the link love from your site. Now, for me, it would be kind of backwards, because if your site's new, I want to try to get on a site that's established.
Okay. But if I'm a new blogger, what you're suggesting is one thing I do is I go out and I offer to write articles for other bloggers in return for them putting up my profile and a link back to my site, and that's how I get more links back to my site.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's one easy way, and it's very well understood in the circles of the blogosphere, where people say, you know, if you write good content, you want a guest post for my site, you know, sure, we'll give you a link, because it's nice reciprocity there.
See, this is extremely helpful. What else can people do? You got a new site, you want more links to your site. What else can you do?
I was looking in my site. I had a 4 points here. So first of all, you know, you're excited about what you do. So that's obvious. You want to be your expert. You know, and you go looking for these places that you can write for, and you can ask for links. You know, that's another obvious one that people skip.
So I go to blogs that are out there, or you're saying other sites beyond
blogs? Yeah, if you go to blogs, you're not necessarily going to get links. I mean, if anybody emails me and says, can you give me a link to my site, I'm pretty much going to delete that.
Okay, so who am I going to get my links?
I get emails like that every day. How you'll get links is, this could be in our list of secrets. If you want somebody's attention, what's a nice way to get somebody's attention? You know, certainly not by sending them an email saying, give me a link. You know, but even though your blog's new, if it's a blog and it's indexed anywhere, you can do a nice job by saying, 10 people in Los Angeles, or 7 people in Los Angeles that I find really motivating. You know, here's 7 people in LA that I really think are incredible at what they do. And you write about those 7 people, and you find out either their blogs, their Twitter accounts, their websites, or whatever, and you link to them.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So now, you know, here you are going across the internet, and you go, wow, Mike wrote this article about me, and it says that I'm a great speaker and a great organizer, and I put on fantastic events, and I'm a good community builder. And you go, wow, this guy, you know, I should link back to this. And you're going to have that section on your site where you'll say, hey, check this out.
Okay, so I find the people who are most interesting in my area, and I blog about them, maybe put together a list. And
let's say... Uh-huh. Yeah, that you could do a top 7 list, which is easy because you can hit 7 different people. So, you know, off the top of my head, if I was going to do that, I would do a top 7 list. You'd be on that list, and I would talk about what you've been doing in Los Angeles. I would put Nicole Jordan on the list. I would put Brian Deegan on the list. You know, and I would go down the list and say, wow, these are people that are really influencing others in the area. These are the people behind the scenes that are helping to make things happen.
And they will link back to me?
Well, not only will they link back to you, even if they don't link back to you, it's a nice start.
Okay, because now I've gotten their attention at least.
Yes, because now we have that law of reciprocity. You've got their attention, and you're saying nice things about them. And now when you see you know, yourself or Nicole or Brian at a meeting, you can say, you know, they'll likely mention it. Hey, I saw that article you wrote about me. What, you know, that was great.
I see. Okay, what else do I do?
In fact, it's interesting we mentioned this, because this was my news article just yesterday. Yesterday I had an article that featured in our news, and I linked to about a dozen people throughout the nation, half of them chiropractors and half of them non-chiropractors. And at the end of the day, I received an email from one of the guys already saying, thank you so much for writing about me, and I noticed he had a link to my site. So it goes to show that this stuff works.
Okay.
You know, and it works quickly.
Okay, so we got, first thing is I go and I offer to blog on other people's sites. Second thing is I write top 10 lists or top 7 lists about influential, interesting people. And at the very least, it gets me noticed in by them. And hopefully, it also gets them to link to me. What else can I do to get links to my site?
What else can you do? Link bait.
Okay.
Now, link bait is going to start getting... I'm not a master of link bait. And link bait comes in many, many, many different ways. I'll use an example in my industry that's worked very well for me in the area of video. So video's hot. And people think, wow, I could create a video and put it on YouTube. So this is now almost a year and a half ago. I shot a video during a lunch break in my chiropractic office with one of my staff members that took about 90 seconds to shoot. And all it was me doing a posture assessment on my staff member, lying on a chiropractic table. And I don't know if your audience knows what that looks like. But what happened was she was wearing a skirt and high heels. And we didn't do anything purposely. You know, it's just very innocent. Hey, we're going to do a posture check. But I got into it and saying, hey, you know, you're wearing high heels and people ask questions about that. And attractive woman. And we shot the video, loaded it to YouTube, didn't do much about it. And I started getting calls to my business for people wanting to become clients. And I thought, wow, that's impressive. YouTube works. So we started to play around with that and write about the video in our blog and then included it. Well, what happened was the video got picked up by other people and it went viral. So a marketing blog wrote about it and included the video in there, which drove more traffic to our site. And then a search engine website picked up that story and interviewed me and wrote about it again and linked to the video and my site, which drove even more traffic. And then another search engine site wrote about the video again, which not only drove more traffic to the video and our site, but now the video shows up in the top results for the search term in my industry. So now that the traffic came in so hard that if you search for the term, like if you search for the term chiropractic, that video shows up within the top 20 results. And it's a very competitive space. So normally you're going to get, you know, you're going to get an industry which that's like typing medicine. You type chiropractic, you're going to get government, Wikipedia, you know, you're going to get several government sources, you're going to get organizations and things like that. What's nice about that is Google rotates that video into the results. And since it's universal, it's not on every single search, but it tends to show up, you know, consistently.
And this is what Google will link to is your YouTube video on YouTube or your YouTube video on
your
exactly. site?
They'll link to YouTube, but there's that branding opportunity there. So they link to YouTube on their property, which is, you know, they link to it on YouTube. It goes to their property. But the video includes information about our URL, which helps us get more traffic. And it also has a link to our site embedded in the description tags over to the right. So it's one more. And what's nice about all of these, Andrew, these are free ways to drive traffic. We haven't mentioned anything on buying traffic.
Would interviewing other people in my industry help out? So I have an interview of somebody who's a great speaker in my industry. I just happen to be at a conference. I hit my camera. I interview him and then post it to YouTube with links back to me and my logo on there.
Yes. Not only will that work, that is back to the first story of what really exploded our site and our traffic. Back to the original person when I had somebody at the college when I was a student. And we shot that plain old video. You can gather up people in your industry and sit down and do a 3-minute or 5-minute interview with somebody who's a guru in your industry. And you upload that video to YouTube, and it doesn't need to be fancy. You can shoot it with an ordinary, you know, ordinary webcam. You can shoot it with a webcam and probably just record it to your computer, you know, if you wanted to do it that way. Upload it to YouTube. Make it short, make it sweet, make sure you throw your URL in there so they know what site you're at, and promote it. You know, make sure it's good.
Okay,
that's the key.
If I go to a conference or even at one of the Mixergy events that I put together around here, I should have a video camera with me and just videotape the interesting people in my industry, right? And then put it up online with a link back to my site, my blog.
That would be perfect. That would be perfect. So if I was doing your event, would be either yourself or somebody else, you could do maybe 3-minute clips with people that are there and, you know, just get their input on things. And now you'd have a library of videos you could be uploading on a weekly basis.
Okay, I love this. What else? What about what you and I are doing here? Interview people in my industry and put it up on my site and hope that they link back?
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing about what we're doing now is so underrated, but this is something that I myself are not even doing enough. But audio interviews over the phone are really easy now. I mean, here we get on Skype. You throw on a recorder, you record your interview, you can get free tools out there to edit. There's Audacity comes to mind, which is free open source audio editing. And you can even edit that and throw in a plug. And, you know, the beginning could open up with some nice audio. Hey, this is Andrew Warner, and you're listening to, you know, my Friday lunch special. And then it just fades into our talk, and then it fades out and says, don't forget to visit our website, tell your friends, share this, you know, and share this link with others. And the secret, though, Andrew, is consistency. So if we were to do that, that's great. You want to pick somebody maybe once every other week or once every month, you know, when you're starting out, and say, okay, I'm going to add content on a regular basis. And that's great. So interviews with others, because now you're giving the search engines what they want. You're giving them blended content, audio, video, text, blogging.
Audio seems undervalued by search engines. So
audio is undervalued, but what's nice about audio is if you take a little work, you throw in the audio in your blog as an MP3 player, which you can pretty much put in any blog for free, and you transcribe some of that video. So you take the work to sit down and transcribe that and say, you know, here's the four things Mike and I spoke about. You know, and you just highlight the four things and say, listen to the audio for the whole thing. And that way you've got content for your post.
Okay. Yeah. That seems like a much easier and cheaper solution than having a transcript up just so the search engines can search for it. You're saying take the top seven things that I learned on this call, put that up, and then a link to the MP3. Boom, I've got a whole
set. Exactly.
Okay. What? Anything else for getting traffic over to a site?
I think we're pretty good. Let's see. We covered writing for others. We covered writing about others, which is like, you know, attracting others into your circle. So you write nice things about others. We talked about using video, and there's other forms of link bait, but video is an easy example. We talked about doing interviews, both audio and video interviews. Given the option, I would do video interviews over audio just because you can upload them to YouTube. But if you look around, you'll find that there's videos uploaded to YouTube that don't include really any video. They might just show a photograph but have an audio interview.
I've noticed that, actually, and I guess
that's
good for some traffic at least, right?
Sure, sure. And again, we've got to get back to – we're talking entrepreneurs here. We're talking guerrilla. This is – you know, these are things that have worked for me without starting funding. This is stuff you can do and say, hey, what can I do with the tools that are available? You know, you haven't broken the bank yet here. You're just working guerrilla style. And I think that's really where every entrepreneur starts out. You know, it's like, how can I do this out of my apartment? You know, how can I do this off of a laptop? And you can accomplish all of this stuff without, you know, breaking a budget.
Yeah, and you know what?
So,
doing the audio, like you said, putting it up on YouTube it also makes it easier for me. I don't have to go out there and hunt for a program that will play my audio. I don't have to hunt for a program that's universal, so that if any of my users want to take it and put it on their sites, they know how to do it.
Things have gotten easier, and they will continue to get easier. So with that in mind, that brings us to one of the next things is utilize everything that's out there. And here I'm going to give away something that's been a secret for me. But I would study what's going on in social media and on other sites in general. So let's say YouTube, everybody's familiar with. You should definitely have a channel on YouTube, and you pick the most advanced channel you can get. And again, we're talking free. So you get a user account. You make it nice. You personalize the page. You put a lot of – create an account that people want to subscribe to. So there's that. I would do the same thing on Flickr. Create an account on Flickr. Use the name of your site on Flickr so you have your same keywords and you're branded. And I would prefer – you would want to do that on YouTube as well. So you use your branding on YouTube, use your branding on Flickr, maybe create a Picasa account, which is a photo account. Photoshop just came out with a new site, so you can now have user-generated content on Photoshop.com, so you can create your brand on Photoshop. I would create, if it's available, I would create your brand on Dig, so you at least have a presence on Dig, and I would look for maybe some other sites, maybe within your industry, if you're in a specific industry. But just taking those, let's say we just took Flickr and Dig, for example. Now you're on Flickr, and you can upload all these photos from your event. Let's say you interviewed somebody, and you took a few photos or some screenshots. You upload this to Flickr. You can put links from Flickr to your video. You can put links back to your blog, and you won't get juice from it, so you won't get search engine traffic. But you will get users that are searching. And it's just one more way to build that circle, build a wider net.
Do you recommend buying traffic?
Personally, I don't. I've never bought traffic, and so I'm not an expert in that area. But personally, my experience is I don't think you're going to get the quality. Really, if you just genuinely get people that will support you, you're going to do great.
Okay, then can you tell me some of the stories, some of your success stories? What about let's start with the one about Van Halen that Brian Deegan was talking about.
Okay, I'll give you, Van Halen was nice, and again, this is an example of how easy all of this can happen. So I'm a big Van Halen fan, big rock and roll fan, and I have actually worked with quite a few people in the rock and roll industry as a chiropractor, and it's not uncommon for a band to need a chiropractor at like Staples Center or something like that. So it's not uncommon in our industry that somebody will call and say, hey, can we get a chiropractor for this concert? We're going to be in town for 3 days. So my industry knows that. Well, what happened back last year, there was rumors that there was going to be a Van Halen reunion tour. And I was, first of all, being a fan of the band, I was, paying attention to the news, and I thought, wow, this would make a good story. And then I also saw that, obviously, there are some other people interested in it as well. So on February, I'm looking here on the side, on February 3rd, 2007, I wrote an article titled, Chiropractors Prepare for 2007 Van Halen Tour with David Lee Roth. So that's really long and very keyword heavy. You can look at it and go, but it covers key things I was looking for. It was chiropractors, Van Halen, and David Lee Roth. Now, average consumer, not concerned about the chiropractors. They're just concerned about Van Halen and David Lee Roth because this wasn't just Van Halen. The big news was that David Lee Roth was back with the band. And what we did was we covered the news like anybody else would. We covered the rumors that Van Halen will be reuniting. We gave a link to their site. We talked about the official announcement that came out the day prior. It was a 2007 North American tour. And, basically went into that just like any other journalist would, talked about the band and their history. And it wasn't until the last paragraph that we talked about the idea that there should be chiropractors present to support this band. And so the interesting thing here, Andrew, was this wasn't something that I got on the phone with their management or they got on the phone with me. This was pure opportunity. This was saying, this would be a great opportunity. The chiropractic profession could support this, get behind this band, and volunteer to be, you know, have somebody available at each of the 40 cities. And Planet Chiropractic would be happy to organize that. So the interesting thing that happened was we didn't end up doing it. You know, we weren't contacted by Van Halen. I don't know how many people worked with them, but we didn't organize a big event. But the point was we got traffic, and we got a significant amount of traffic. We were getting as many as 4,000 people a day visiting the page just for the Van Halen information throughout, you know, the month of February.
Just because you included Van Halen, and it was a hot story.
Right, just because it was a hot story, and there wasn't anything fresh out there.
What about for your readers, though? They're coming in, they're not looking for Van Halen stories. They're coming to you because they want information about chiropractic.
Yes, and that's our readers. Our readers were actually very excited about it. Our readers were emailing us saying, we're in. I'm volunteering. I had chiropractors in the States starting to line up saying, I'm in. I'm located near, you know, the theater in Colorado. I'm located near Madison Square Garden in New York City. If this comes together, I'm in. And what's nice is we now have even more news. So now we have another follow-up article we can write about the chiropractors that have offered to volunteer for this event. So let's make this happen.
Okay,
you know, so now it's groundswell.
Do you have another example of how you were able to use a hot story and tie it into your site?
I could give you, let's see, I'm going to look here for Super Bowl. We did Super Bowl this year, and I've gotten good at this. You have to remember, this is nearly 10 years that we've been using a method like this. You know, it really is just understanding what people are doing. So we did two things this year for the Super Bowl. I paid attention starting on Thursday to see what people were looking for. And it's amazing when you start studying this how basic it is, right? So you're Super Bowl weekend, February 2008, and it's Friday. Now, on Friday, some people were looking for Super Bowl commercials because they wanted to see them online. So that was the first thing. I found people are looking for Super Bowl commercials. But here's the interesting thing, Andrew. There was something that caught my attention. There are people searching Super Bowl location. So I went, wow, America doesn't know where the Super Bowl is. They don't know if it's in Florida or if it's in, you know, if it's in Los Angeles. And it turns out it was in Phoenix at a brand new stadium in Glendale, Arizona. So I went, well, they're looking for where it is. They're also looking for commercials. Then we have the gamblers. What's the spread? They were doing searches for what the spread was. And then you had moms going, well, what am I going to cook this weekend? So they were typing in things like chicken recipes, quesadilla recipes, fajita recipes, you know, burgers, barbecue, things like that. And so what I did, it was a very nice compiled article, which became our guide to the 2008 NFL Super Bowl. And we covered the schedule. So we said, you know, what time it's going to be, what channel it's going to be, where it's going to be located, the name of the stadium, kickoff starts at 6:18 p.m. We went into the location. We gave links to the websites that had commercials, you know, because we studied that, and we found out, well, where are all the commercials going to be hosted after? Where will they be on Monday? So we gave a nice list of about a dozen sites that had all the commercials. Then we had another section that covered the spread. And we gave a link to different gambling type sites that covered the spread. You know, and we were very clear to say this isn't something we're doing, but this is what you guys are looking for. So we're giving you a resource. And then we covered recipes, and we gave links to places like Frank's Red Hot and things like that, things we figured would be popular, hot sauce and, you know, buffalo wings and things like that. So a very nice thing. And again, same thing that we did in the Van Halen article. We really scored on this one because, one, we had gotten a quote from one of the players on the New York Giants. So we got a quote from a football player on the value of getting chiropractic care.
You found that online or you got it?
We got that from his chiropractor.
Okay.
So we started working on that Thursday, and we said, who's working on him and can we get something? So we got a quote from a player. We also have been doing this for years. So we already had previous years. So we had an article with Emmett Smith on previous stuff. We had an article with LaDainian Tomlinson from the San Diego Chargers. So what we did was, of course, we're going to link to all that. So we built in those links at the end of our article and said, hey, you know, do you remember when we covered stories with Emmett Smith? Do you remember when we covered stories on LT? Do you remember we covered, you know, we have as far back as, and this wasn't internet, but we still wrote about it, you know, chiropractors being seen on during the Super Bowl because the chiropractors on the sidelines are adjusting players. So, you know, we have that history. So we mentioned that. And what the result of this was, this article was huge. It hit the top of Google News by Saturday morning with the title Guide to 2008 NFL Super Bowl. And it was in the natural search, people looking for, you know, anything searching schedule, location, commercials, and it was also hitting the top of the news page. So we were sitting at the top of the Google News homepage and providing a great resource for the weekend. You know, like a map that you could print out and go, man, I got everything I need for the weekend right in this one article. So that one I was really proud of because that one was great.
And that all originated, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to make sure that I understand this. That all started because you looked at Google Trends and you saw this is what people are looking for. They're not finding it. I'm going to put together a web page that has all of the stuff that they're looking for around the Super Bowl. And I'm going to tie it in with my website's theme, which is chiropractic. Am I right?
Right. Because if you talk to a Google engineer, if you talk to somebody that works at Google and they're humans and they're going to look at pages, they don't want you being spammy. They don't want you gaming search engines. So if I, you know, if I just made this obviously spammy, they'd go, man, this isn't any value. But they would look at this article and go, man, this guy did research. He's covered everything. He gave a lot of good information. Well, so what if he's a chiropractor? Give him credit. I mean, this is what the internet's all about. It's the great leveler. You know, it doesn't matter that I'm not the New York Times.
What about for your readers? Your readers aren't coming to your site looking for football. They're coming in looking for chiropractic.
Our readers look at that, and they're chiropractors. Who wins from this, Andrew, if more consumers know about chiropractic care?
I see. So they know that what you're trying to – they know that you're doing this for the internet as a whole.
Our readers look at this, and they go, wow, this guy's getting traffic. And at the end of the thing, we link to chiropractors. So we said, you know, if you're looking for a chiropractor – we've got links to offices, and so we have a directory of chiropractors throughout the United States. So we don't get any chiropractors really complaining, and if they do, you know, that's their personal issue. You know, I'm more for marketing the industry. Part of my whole philosophy is to promote the industry as a whole. You know, you want to promote the industry as a whole and put a strong presence and branding on the industry, so that everybody can grow. This isn't about my personal office, you know, getting new clients. You know, this is about, can we get 5,000 new clients this weekend as an industry?